Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, June 30th, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. If you liked the last edition of Rob's PowerShell diary a couple days ago, where he talked about enumerating users, you probably will also like the one he just published about enumerating software. Getting an accurate software inventory can be quite challenging. So in this diary, he's talking about how to use PowerShell to get all the different libraries, version numbers, and the like automatically across multiple systems using a simple PowerShell script. And today is not just the last day in June, but we do have an extra leap second at the end of today, which really means that the last second of the day will happen twice depending on how your system is configured. Officially, it will be 23:59:60. So essentially the last minute will have 60th seconds, but how your system deals with that depends a little bit on how it is configured. This has caused issues in the past for Linux users in particular. The most important part here is make sure that your time zone files are up to date. These updates have been released a while ago, so you should be all set for it. But what I find quite often is that these time zone updates are not applied because, well, they're not really security relevant and usually don't affect you that much. But in this case, it could actually lead to a system crash if you are not up to date. The leap second will happen at the end of the day GMT, but then again, it may depend a little bit on your time zone setting, how this is exactly applied to your system. And of course, there's a big push recently away from SSL towards TLS. And as part of this, Sophos last week updated its web appliance in order to block SSL 3 connections. However, it turns out that Citrix just updated its software, Citrix Receiver, to work with anything but SSL version 3. So in case you are still using anything but the very latest version, you can no longer use Citrix Receiver if you updated your Sophos appliance. To make things worse, this update cannot be undone on Sophos. There may be other software that is affected as well by this particular problem, but at this point, looks like Citrix seems to be the one that causes the most problems. And Aaron announced that they are expecting to run out of IPv4 address space sometime this week. Now, at this point, they only have /23s and /24s available. Not really a lot of space left total here. Probably less left than they handed out last week. And they expect that some of the requests they already have in the queue will lead to the depletion of the address space, which then means that anybody who is coming next has to wait for someone else to hand back address space. If you haven't looked at IPv6 yet, probably time to do so, probably too late anyway, but with the 4th of July coming, it may be a slow week for you, so you should read up a little bit on it and figure out how it works if you intend to submit an IPv4 request to Aaron. You can expect that there will be quite a wait time to actually have it fulfilled, as it is pretty much for certain that you will have to wait for someone to hand back address space. And then there are some rumors that the Apache build server was attacked and it is currently down. Whether or not it is down because of an attack, whether it was a denial of service attack, an actual breach, is really not clear at this point, but be a little bit careful. And of course, as always, validate checksums and signatures of any packages that you download. And well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. By the way, there will be no podcast on Friday due to the 4th of July holiday.